And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we're going on to talk about the Preston Market with Gatiano Greco from the Darabin Council. G'day, how are you?
Oh, hi, Annie, how are you? Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning to the listeners.
Yeah. It was, now you're a councillor and at Darabin, and there's been a big fight on for Preston Market because there was a development plan put forward which would have actually squashed its local presence, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Annie, you're spot on. The Preston Market saga still continues on, and just recently the developers have put forward another reiteration of their proposal, which basically just smashes the market, the existing market away, and they want to build, 19-story apartments and try to, squeeze in 2,200 apartments on that over the existing area of the market, do away with the market essentially. And they say that they only want to keep about 20% of the market. The market would exist, will cease to exist as we know it now.
Mm. And so Darabin Council has actually put forward a new alternative proposal which would actually preserve the heritage value of the market and its practical use.
Yeah, look, Annie, as you know, I can't speak on behalf of the Darabin Council. I'm just one of the councillors there. But more so, Annie, as you probably know, I'm running as a candidate in the state election, and basically on the premise of trying to protect the market. So I could speak in that capacity.
Oh, great.
Look, the council is putting forward a proposal to say, look, we could have the best of both worlds. We could keep the existing market and there could be some development around the market, much more sensitive development, a much more lower density instead of having 2,200, dog box type apartments. Only 1,200 apartments, but the key thing is that the existing footprint of the market would be preserved under the council's proposal.
It's interesting that you've decided that you have to take this fight to the state election. There is something wrong, isn't there, about the balance between a Victorian Planning Authority's ability to overturn local sentiment in planning.
Yeah, look, you're spot on, Annie. I mean, we've been battling on this thing for the last, I would say about the last 10 years. And the government, the state government, the former Liberal government and now the Labor government, particularly the Labor Planning Minister, they just have not been listening to the community, let alone the developer, doesn't really care about the community and the community sentiment, and also, the future of the traders there. There's a lot of uncertainty. The uncertainty does not come from, it really comes from the developers and planning intentions. And so as a result of that, because they're not listening, the only thing that they will listen to is when it comes to elections, is to put the fight up against them and to give the community an alternative, particularly in this state election, which we believe that in the area of Preston and Reservoir, this state election will be about the future of the market. That's why I'm running and really to show up the government's bad plans and also to send a message to the developer that they really need to rethink about what they're doing there.
Cooperation, these various public-private, what do they call them? The government's got all this this plan around building social housing and what they're now calling affordable housing and all the rest of it. But it's a smokescreen because it's really at the whim of the developers and the locals within various suburbs are being forced into unlivable suburbs, aren't they? It's unlivable.
I think you're spot on there. In terms of the whole issue of social housing, affordable housing, and public housing, it's all at the whim, as you said, and it's also all at the discretion of the private developers. In the proposal that the state government has put through via the VPA, there are no guarantees about the amount of social or public housing that will be on that site. Whilst there are words associated with them, affordable housing and social housing, but there's no lockdown guarantee about the extent of social housing that will be provided on that site. That's something that the community is objecting against. And we've had previous experience when council has gone to VCAT to defend affordable housing or social housing. And what it has meant is that developers have just been able to drive a truck through any provision in relation to affordable or social housing, because those provisions are not solid and they do not guarantee social housing actually being provided.
Yeah, yeah. And the word I was trying to find was public-private partnerships, which is another collection of nice words. That's why I couldn't think of it, because it's the same thing as affordable housing, inverted commas, social housing, as opposed to public housing. And like you said, everybody agrees that these things need to happen, but it's really just giving a free ticket for developers to decide anything.
Again, maybe it's a bit too early in the morning to be overly political, but private-public proposals, that's just another it's another mechanism out of the toolbook, out of the toolbox of neoliberalism. That's what it boils down to, and so these notions of we need to go back to the notions of public housing for what it's good for, and we've moved away from that, and we've come up with different notions like affordable housing and all these other different terms, but at the end of the day. And the question is, are we delivering real, affordable shelter to our community? And it doesn't seem that we're doing that.
Are you finding that you're getting a lot of support when you are electioneering?
Oh, and it's just incredible. Look, I've been door knocking all over the place, for the last, since I announced that I'll be running, and the support's been enormous. Like, every house that I've door knocked in the area of Preston and Reservoir, everyone knows about what's happening there at Preston Market, and everyone's concerned about what's happening there at Preston Market. Everyone that I've spoken to, and I need to emphasise this, everybody that I've spoken to does not want to see Preston Market go. And they want Preston Market to stay, and they're all concerned about the overdevelopment that is being proposed by the state government and by the developer in relation to the site. It's really interesting to see that when you look at all the proposals, the proposal of the state government looks a lot like the proposal from the developer. And I'll tell you why they look a lot like the same. Because they're both proposing that the market, that up to 80% of the market be demolished. That's the common thread that runs through the state government's proposal and the developer's proposal. So they're both in cahoots about getting rid of the people's market.
Thanks for talking to us.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Yeah. That was Gatiano Greco, who is running for state parliament based on the prospective demise of Preston Market, and of course the local issues that are related to overdevelopment and the lack of taking local voices into account. If you want to look at the alternative plan put forward by the Darebin City Council, which will put forward the, you know, maintain the current heritage market and provide new quality public open spaces with apartments as well as office retail space, building heights responsive to the location and pedestrian and cycling connectivity through the site. Now, of course, if this is the plan they're putting forward and the other plan doesn't, you know, the developer's plan doesn't have any of those elements, one has to wonder about the livability of a suburb. If you want to have a look at that, then you should go to Darebin's website, Darebin Council's website.